奉主耶稣圣名，一起在这里来分享神的道理。
On your name, Jesus Christ, we come and share to start the study with us.
今天晚上呢，用许多在前的将要在后作为题目，跟大家来分享有关于主耶稣的教训。
Many who will be the first will be the last, and this will be our mutual study for tonight.
我们来看一下一段圣经，看马太福音第十九章。
Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音十九章
Matthew chapter 19
请看十六节
Verse 16
马太福音十九章十六节
Matthew chapter 19 verse 16
这里圣经记载有一个人他来见耶稣说夫子我该做什么事什么善事才能得永生
Verse 16 says now behold A person come to him and say, "Good teacher, what should I do that I can gain eternal life?"
这个人，他想要得永生的。
This person asking questions want to gain eternal life.
永生对他来说很重要。
Eternal life to this person is very important.
他也知道要得永生要来问谁。
And this questioner knows who to ask to get eternal life.
他来见主耶稣。
He comes before Jesus.
然后主耶稣就对他说：“你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的。你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。”
And Jesus continues says that why do you come to me say good? If you know that what is good, you have to keep the commandments.
就是那只有一位是善的，那当然只是真神了。
And there's one that's good. This is good, the true God.
那主耶稣跟他提醒说：“要得永生很简单，你要。”进入永生的话，就要守诫命。
And Jesus simply saying that you know what, how to gain eternal life, that is to keep the commandments.
那这个诫命其实，他们这个人他从小都听过的。
And since young, these questioners had already had know what the truth, what the commandments are.
但是他就问主耶稣说：“那什么诫命啊？”
And the questioner continued to ask Jesus, "What are those commandments?"
那主耶稣就回答说：“就是不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，要孝敬父母，又当爱人如己。”
And the commandments are: you should not murder, you should not commit adultery, you should not steal, you should not bear false testimonies, and you should honor your father and mother.
那基本上主耶稣所讲的这些道理都是对人的部分。
And what Jesus was implying is constrained to man's aspect.
因为这个人显然是从小就是敬畏神的人。
And probably that this questioner since birth that he was a God worshipper.
所以第一届到第四届有关于神的部分他可能从小都知道就是他的生活中的一部分了。
And the first to the fourth commandments probably he was brought up that way since child.
主耶稣这里特别跟他从第五届开始讲起。
And Jesus just emphasized from the fifth commandment onward.
第六戒说不可杀人，第七戒不可奸淫，第八戒不可偷盗，第九戒不可作假见证。然后最后他提到第五戒要孝敬父母。
And that Jesus continued with the sixth commandment: you shall not murder; seven, you shall not commit adultery; eight, you shall not steal; nine, should not bear false testimony. And then Jesus continued with commandment fifth, which is honor your parents.
那谈到孝顺父母的时候，特别又提到又当爱人如己啊。
And that when Jesus mentioned the commandments that love your parents, Jesus also says that to love yourself, to love your neighbor as yourself.
那因为前面讲的这些不可什么不可什么都是非常的消极的部分，你就不要去做就好。
And the first beginning of conversation begins with the passive notations that you shall not do.
但是孝敬父母这件事情是主动积极要去做的。
And honoring the parents is the one that we are deemed to do it. So.
然后主耶稣特别这里又跟他加了一个，要主动爱人如己，这个就是主动付出的，不是消极的，我不要去做就好。
And Jesus continued with the dynamic aspect of it that you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
主耶稣已经把这个律法最主要精神都已经在这几句话里面讲出来了。
And the accents of the laws and commandments has been mentioned in these several verses.
那这个时候，其实主耶稣所讲这一些，跟他提醒这一些，都是在旧约的阶段里面所提过，他们都已经很清楚了。
Jesus' answers is all are contained in the Old Testament.
那所以那个少年就说：“这一切我都遵守了，而且我都遵守了哈，那还缺什么？”
And the questioner continues says, "All this I have kept. What should I lack?"
那根据这个少年人他的想法哦，他觉得说这诫命我从小要遵守，这么简单就可以今天得永生啊。
And to this young man, or the questioner says that these are all the commandments since young that I have kept. Is this all that I need to enter eternal life?
所以他就会想说，我还缺什么？我到底还缺什么才能够？他对永生要进入永生这件事情，他们没有把握。
And that this young man, this questioner was asking, what else do I need? That it seems that he do not have confidence into entering eternal life.
第二十一节，主耶稣就说：“你若愿意做完全人，可以去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。”
Verse 21, Jesus says that if you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give them to the poor, and you will have the treasure in me in heaven. And come follow me.
主耶稣这个时候是根据这个少年人的心态提出。要更爱他，要让他更完全，给他一个非常正面、很积极的教导。
And Jesus loved this young man, the questioners, and that he gave him a direct, straightforward answer.
而且主耶稣也知道他的心态，那个心态是会阻挡他得永生、得救的问题。
And Jesus also knew that what would prevent this young man from getting eternal life or salvation.
哇，他这个少年听到主耶稣这样讲之后呢，他就忧忧愁愁走了，因为他的产业很多。
And when Jesus heard, when the young man heard this, he sorrowful went away because he has a lot of possession.
当主耶稣把这个他的要求从就业的阶段把它提升到要跟从耶稣，要做完全人，要变卖所有的，分给穷人。这个时候，他就觉得很困难了。
When Jesus continues says that follow commandments and to follow Jesus and then to sell off all he had, the last measure is the most difficult for this young man to do.
因为主耶稣最后跟他说：“你还要来跟从我。”
And lastly, Jesus says that, "Come, follow me."
你要做完全人，但是你还要来跟从我。
Jesus said to the young man that you have to be perfect, but you have to come and follow me.
这一步对很多人来说很困难的。
This last steps is very difficult for many people.
特别是这个少年的财主。
Especially to this young man who is also rich at the same time.
因为他圣经二十二节特别说明。他忧愁走的原因是因为他的产业很多。
And verse 22 here it writes that this young man sorrowful leave because he has a lot of possessions.
主耶稣常常要告诉人家说，人要来跟从他。
Jesus often calls us to follow him.
那要跟从他，其实指的就是要做他的门徒。
And to follow him, in other words, is to be converted to be his disciple.
因为遵守诫命，这个是亚伯拉罕的子孙他们。共同遵守的，他们没有认识耶稣以前，他们就这样做了。
Obeying commandments of God it was ancient since that the calling of Abraham before God called them, they already know how to follow the commandments.
但是要跟从耶稣，对主耶稣要认识，而且要把那个律法的观念提升到心灵的层次来。
And to follow Jesus and basically is to into transparency into the spiritual realms of what the teaching of the law is.
不能够只是消极的说我不做这个，我不做那个而已。
It's not the negatively that we say that we shall skip on doing what is not permissible.
我们来看一下路加福音十四章的三十三节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 14, verse 33.
路加福音十四章三十三节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 14, verse 33.
要这里主耶稣说：“你要来跟从，你要变卖你所有的，分给穷人哦，然后你来跟从我。”
Jesus says that you have to sell all you have and then come and follow me.
在路加十四章的三十三节里面就说了为什么。
And Luke chapter 14 verse 33 explained to us the reasons.
他说：“这样你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。”
And whoever does not forsake me for all he has, he cannot be my disciple.
那表示说。跟从耶稣，这里主耶稣这里的意思就是要做他的门徒。
And here that to be his disciples is to follow Jesus.
做他的门徒是要跟随耶稣的脚踪，是要学习耶稣的榜样的。
And to be disciple of Jesus is to follow the footstep of Jesus and to emulate Jesus.
我们想，主耶稣基督从小就遵守诫命了。
And we know that Jesus since young that he followed all the commandments.
所有律法上规定要做的，主耶稣都遵守了。
and all that requires in the Old Testament laws that Jesus already abide.
但是主耶稣基督他不是只有停留在这个阶段而已。
Jesus is not just only to practice the Old Testament's law.
你看他在世上所讲的道理，他所做出来的给我们看的榜样有多么样的高超了。
And Jesus preaching and Jesus doing while he was on earth is very uplifting.
他对人的怜悯的心。
The compassion he showered upon human.
他对那个罪恶的厌恶。
And how he hate the iniquities.
他对天父旨意的遵从。
And how Jesus abides to the will of the Father.
他对那个患难坚决不怕的那个勇气。
And he overcomes the difficulties of the trials with courage.
那这一些都是跟从耶稣人要跟着去做的。
And all these that we mentioned afore that we elders who follow Jesus shall do.
所以主耶稣他知道这个少年财主他的问题在哪里。
So Jesus understand what the problem is with this young rich man.
虽然他来问耶稣说我要做什么善事才能够得永生。
When this young man comes to Jesus to ask him, what shall I do to gain eternal life?
表面上看起来他好像很喜爱永生。
Literally looking that he seems that this young man wants to have eternal life.
但是他所想要的永生其实是要那种他很容易方便可以遵守的部分而已。
And what this way of getting eternal life is something that may be easily attained by this young man.
主耶稣把他自己的他自己要走的路，真正天国的要求把他拿出来的时候，这个少年就没有办法了。
When Jesus brought up the prerequisites of entering the heavenly kingdoms, this young man just gave up.
就看出了，其实这个少年人，他对永生的意念，其实没有胜过他对这些产业的拥有的这种意念。
This young man's wishes to gain eternal life.Is second class to what his possession overtakes it.
当他把永生跟遵守诫命做比较的时候
，When this young man compare his eternal life with his possessions,
他觉得这个遵守诫命他可以做得到。
He considered that obeying the commandments that he can be done easier.
因为这个只是去做，就是不要去犯就好嘛。
And basically, it's just to practice the commandments, avoiding what shall not be done.
但是当主耶稣把永生跟这个产业做比较的时候
，When Jesus brought up eternal life and possessions that this young man had，
要他做一个选择
，and to make a choice for this young man to decide。
那么这个时候，这个少年人他觉得这个产业比较重要。
At this point of decisions, the young man considered that possessions to him is more important than eternal life.
那这个人就走了。
The young man just left.
那这个人走了以后，主耶稣就跟门徒讲了。
And when this man leave, then Jesus have a conversation with the disciples.
他说财主进天国是难的。
And he says that for a rich man to enter the heavenly kingdom is very difficult.
好了，门徒听见就说，那就很稀奇说，哎，那这样谁能得救啊？
Then the disciples were amazed and asked him, who shall be saved?
表示说，主耶稣要求是要我们都能够成为完全人，都能够放弃我们所有的来跟从耶稣。
Jesus' requirement is that for us to give up everything we have and follow him.
那二十六节，主耶稣就看着他们说，其实哦，在人这是不能的啦，但是在神凡事都能。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 26, therefore for this man is not impossible for man, but for all things is possible in God.
对人来看，你要放弃一切所有的来跟从耶稣，这个似乎做不到。
And from man's perspective, to give up everything for God, man seems unable to do.
但是神对神来说，他说神没有难成的事，神是可以的。如果神要做的话。
And to God, if God is willing to do, everything is possible.
因为如果神感动人，人就做得出来了。
And if on the same hand, if God touches one person to do so, is able to be accomplished.
其实在这个圣经里面，真的记载了一个人，他宁可得永生，
and,
胜过他所拥有的产业。
There is one person in the Bible that he's willing to give up all his possessions in order to gain eternal life.
那就是在路加文第十九章所记载那个税吏长撒该。
And that's written in Luke chapter 19 about the chief tax collector Zacchaeus.
所以在人看来好像没有办法。
And from the man's perspective, that you know, this person is not able to gain eternal life.
但是撒该他就做到了。
But Zacchaeus is able to gain eternal life.
所以当他救恩, 主耶稣到他家去的时候,
when Jesus went to his house,
他就主动说我要把我的产业, 他等于是宣告他破产, 他把他所有的产业都分掉了。
And when Jesus went to the house of Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus just voluntarily confirmed that he wanted to declare bankruptcy and give away all his possessions.
然后欢欢喜喜地把耶稣接到他家里去了。
And we joyed that Zacchaeus received Jesus to Zacchaeus' house.
所以其实财主进天国也是有可能啊。
And it's possible for rich people to enter the heavenly kingdom.
只是如果依靠钱财的人要进神的国很难。
And but those who trust wealth or finance to enter the heavenly kingdom, the way is very difficult.
那所以第27节, 彼得他就对主耶稣说呢, 看啊, 我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了, 将来我们要得什么呢?
Matthew chapter 19 verse 27 says, Peter then says to him, we have left everything and follow you, what else shall we do?
28节到29节, 主耶稣就对彼得回答,
verse 28 and 29, Jesus answered Peter,
也就是说, 你们要跟着人子一起坐在这个宝座上,
That you will be following the Son of Man to sit on this throne.
那就是要同掌王权, 审判以色列12个支派。
That you shall follow me and sit on the 12 thrones or 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
然后29节, 最后他说, 凡为我的名字, 为我的名撇下所有的一切, 他说, 要承受永生。
And all those who leave everything for my name shall inherit eternal life.
那最后到30节的地方, 主耶稣下了一个然而，就是说，但是要注意一点。
Verse 30, Jesus finally concluded by saying, "But."
有许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
Many who are the first will be the last, and the last will be first.
这里很显然的，彼得他们觉，他个人是觉得说，我们现在已经照着主耶稣所说的，对这个少年所说的，已经撇下所有的，跟从耶稣了。 那我们将来要得什么?
Naturally, Peter assumed that we have given up everything to follow you. What else shall we do?
其实，按照主耶稣所说的，就是要得永生啊。
And according to what Jesus says, that is that we shall gain eternal life.
没有错，主耶稣基督，他告诉这些门徒，他说，最后你们不但 承受永生，而且在地上要得到百倍。
And Jesus continues to say that not only will you gain eternal life, but on earth you will receive hundredfold.
而是三十节这里说，特别跟他说明，有许多在前的要在后，在后的要在前，就是有些情况会颠倒过来。
Verse 30 says basically the first will be the last, and the last will be first. The natural order will be reversed.
这是主耶稣的提醒。
This is a forewarning of Jesus.
那我们今天，我们是信主的人， 有些人比较信的比较早， 有人信的比较晚。
And likewise, us as members, we may believe for a long time, or some of us may be just newly converted members.
我们这一次有几个查考道理明白人想要接受洗礼。
We have a few friends that they understand the truth and would like to be converted.
那从这个 属灵的角度来说，哎，这些人是比较后面的，就是说他最后这个时候才听到道理，才要接受洗礼，就像新生婴孩一样。And
spiritually speaking, that they are just like a baby that was born, and they would just have understand the truth and will receive baptisms.
那我们在座的有的人已经信主很久了，从小就信主了。And
some of us sitting among here have been members for a long time, or have been members since child.
有的已经信主50-60年。 可能有的七八十年不一定。
And some of us may be members of True Jewish Church for 50 years, 60 or 70 years, and so on.
那所以这些比较先信主人看起来就是在前面的。
And those members, elderly members, in the truth seems to be at the front of the line.
因为在前面就是领先的人嘛，先进来的。
And basically, if you queue up in the line, the one first in the first in the line are the one that comes at the beginning.
可以说是先信主，先跟从主耶稣的。
In other words, simply saying that they are the one that found Jesus earlier, and they were the one that the most longest in their faith.
先服侍主耶稣的。
And the one that who served the Lord more.
当然也有可能是比较年老的。
Or it could be one that is elderly in age.
在天国路上，似乎是跑前面的。
And on the in the heavenly realms, they may be the one that has other leaders.
但是后来会变成在后面的。
But later on, they may be the one at the end of the line.
那反过来，在后的会在前，在后的现在比较慢受洗的，比较年轻的，比较没有经验的。
And likewise, or reversing that, those who are last in line, those who are newly converted, those who are younger in age, they may be at the end of the line comparing with the older one.
但是后来会变成超越原来在前面的，反而变成领先的。
And the last in the end, that they will surpass those that were in the front of the line initially.
我们先想想，为什么主耶稣在这个时候特别跟彼得这样说？
And let us ponder this words. Why does Jesus say this to Peter?
因为对彼得来说，彼得他们是最早跟从耶稣的。
To Peter, he was the one of the senior disciples.
跟主耶稣最亲近嘛。
Peter is the one drawing closer to God, to Jesus.
主耶稣从跟这个少年人的对话当中，发现人的一些，可以说主耶稣提醒我们人性一些弱点。
And the conversation between Jesus and this young man reminded us of some of human's faults.
主耶稣一心看到了，有些在前面的，最后会变成在后面。
And Jesus reminded us humans that those who are beginning of the line will one day be at the end of the line.
你看这个少年财主就知道了。
The example of this young man tells us.
他们从小就遵守诫命，他们从小就敬拜神。
Since child they will obey the commandments, they all worship the Lord.
可是他们却不认识耶稣。
Unfortunately, they doesn't understand Jesus.
在神的这个路上，好像他们是本来走前面，因为他们知道要敬拜真神。
And likewise, in this religious life, they are the leaders of the queue, and they are the one that worship the Lord.
那外邦人反过来说，他们不知道要敬拜这个独一的神。
Likewise, Gentile doesn't understand that there is this true God that they should worship.
但是外邦人他们本来不认识神的，他们认识耶稣之后，他们反而能够进永生。
And the Gentile who doesn't know God, once they know God, that they are the one that at the end of the line they can and become the first in the line and can gain eternal life.
但是呢，原本以为他们应该在神的国里面坐席的人，反而没有机会。
And those that who think they are qualified to be in the kingdom of God to rest, they have lost the chance.
就像这个少年人，当他主耶稣这样讲以后，他就走了。
Like this young man, when Jesus responded to the way that this young man doesn't like, he just left.
他跟不下去了。
This young man cannot continue onward.
因为这太困难了，要放下一些所有的跟从你。
And it is very difficult. It's very difficult for me to give up everything to follow you.
那所以我们就看到说，今天人性的一些弱点哦，我们要借着这个聚会当中啊，自我反省，我们来自我来检查一下。
So some of the human's fault or weaknesses that during our mutual study let us examine and make ourselves realize.
为什么在前的会变在后？
How come the one initially at the front will be the last?
照理说，应该在前面一直领先的机会是比较多的了。
And if you logically, if you are in the front of line, you will be always the one that is always in the front.
那就是因为第一个，我们人性容易自以为意。
Firstly, is that we may consider ourselves that we are very good or self-righteous.
我们会自以为说最爱主的是我。
I will always say that I am the one that loves the Lord the most.
那跟主耶稣最亲近的是我。
And I'm the one that draws closest to Jesus.
这个叫做属灵的骄傲。
And this is what we classify as spiritual righteousness.
那这个骄傲导致很多人失败了。
And this righteousness or pride caused many to fall.
就好像在这段经文里面，彼得他自己跟主耶稣讲
，And like this passage that we read, that how Peter answered Jesus.
他说：“看啊，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了。
”Look, we have give up everything and follow you.
表示说，彼得他现在看自己跟这个少年人做个比较。
Peter now he's comparing himself with this young man.
这个少年人走掉了。
The young man just.Sorrowfully left.
我们跟着你呢，一直跟着你呢。
Peter, in other words, indirectly saying that we are still following you.
所以彼得他认为他现在跟从耶稣。
Peter now thought to himself that he is following Jesus.
所以主耶稣提醒他，在前的可能在后。
Jesus reminded Peter that the first in the line will be the last.
为什么？因为我们常常会觉得说，我今天最爱主，我的信心最好。
And we often remind ourselves that I love the Lord the most, and that I have very good, I have very fervent faith.
所以主耶稣，你看大家路加福音十八章里面，他特别提醒那种法利赛人跟这个税吏的祷告。
If you look at Luke chapter 18, how Jesus reminds us about the prayer of the tax collector and the scribes.
那表面上这个税吏，这个税吏是罪人。
If you look at it, literally, that the tax collectors are the sinners.
这个法利赛人是这么虔诚。
These Pharisees, they are very zealous.
但是最后主耶稣说什么？
But what does Jesus ended with?
他说到最后回家去的时候，其实神看这个税吏是义人。
And when everything settled down, that God see that these tax collectors are the righteous.
神真的听人祷告，是听这个税吏的祷告。
When God listens to the prayer of man, human beings, that they will listen, God will listen to the prayer of these tax collectors.
因为那个税吏，那个法利赛人，其实就是产生一种非常强的属灵的骄傲感，我比他好太多了。
And the Pharisees that in their in spiritually that they will show that they I'm so qualified and overqualified comparing to the tax collectors.
所以我们今天在这个信仰路上，我们要常常自我提醒。
So in our spiritual journey, let us remind ourselves.
我们不要自以为意。
Let us not consider ourselves as a righteous.
因为保罗告诉我们，他提醒我们说，我们常常想，让我们跟别人不一样的是什么呢？是谁呢？是谁让我们跟别人不一样？
And Paul always reminds us that what make me different from the next person.
我们看哥林多前书第四章哈。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章第七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
四章七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸仿佛不是领受的呢？
And what make you different from another? What do you have that you do not receive? Now if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as you have not received it?
就从彼得这样的例子，其实彼得今天能够跟随主耶稣，也是主耶稣所给予主耶稣给他机会，然后选召他跟从耶稣的。
And that all this is a chance given by Jesus, that Jesus allowed that the apostles to follow Jesus.
一切所有的都是从耶稣赏赐的。
And all these chances are given by Jesus.
包括他们有那个机会跟从耶稣。
Including the chance that the disciples can follow Jesus.
那所以对我们来说，其实我们今天有什么东西不是领受的？
To us, application for us today is what have we not received today?
每一项都是从神领受的。
All things that we receive comes from God.
我们今天所拥的智慧，我们的家庭，我们能够有这个机会工作，有这个机会在这里生活，都是神的赏赐。
Our careers, our families, the chance to serve one another, all these are granted by God.
如果我们了解，我们都是一切都是领受的，我们就不会自夸，我们也不会觉得说我们有什么了不起，我们有比别人更好。
And if we consider, if we think that all these are granted by God, why should we boast of it, or why should we consider that we are better than the next person?
所以自以为义啊，这个心态呢，会让我们不服神的义。
And to be self-righteous, this attitude is always that we will not obey the will of God.
我们会觉得说，这个在后的怎么可以在前面？
We will often complain that how come the person behind me will be in front of me?
论属灵的智力，你怎么可以来跟我讲什么？
And if we were to compare the spiritual realms, that what do you know that I do not know?
但有时候常常，有时候一些新信的人，哎，他们对教会的一些。人提出的建议，反而是更好。
And those newly converted or those members that are just only a few years in their faith, their suggestions may be much better than what we than our stereotype mentality.
因为他们的抱着一个单纯的信心。
Because they have a very simple mind.
我们来看一下罗马书第九章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
来看。圣经里面的提醒。
Let us think about some of the alerts from the Bible.
罗马书九章的三十节。
Romans chapter 9 verse 30.
这样我们可说什么呢？那本来不追求义的外邦人反得了义，这就是因信而得的义。
Verse 30, what shall we say then, that Gentiles did not pursue righteousness, have attended the righteousness, even the righteous of faith?
第31节说，但以色列人追求律法的义，反得不着律法的义啊。
31, but Israel pursuing the law of righteousness has not attended to the law of righteousness.
那我们看第十章的第三节。
Chapter 10, verse 3.
因为不知道神的义，想要立自己的义，就不服神的义了。
For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God.
所以这里提到这所谓的神的义跟自己的义。
Here is comparing the righteousness of God and righteousness of man.
我们要小心，我们是不是有时候会坚持自己是义的？
Do we emphasize our own righteousness?
那第二点呢，这个有时候在前会变在后呢，它的原因来自于当我们会自以为是，我们自以为我什么都懂了。
Second reason is that the last will be the first, or and vice versa, is because we consider ourselves knowledgeable in many aspects.
如果我们自己认为我们都懂了以后，我们就会不服真理。
And if we consider ourselves to be knowledgeable in everything, then we will not respect the truth.
那这件事情法利赛人最明显。
For this aspect, we can study the case of the Pharisees.
法利赛人他们很有自信的认为加利利没有出过什么先知。
And the Pharisees is very confident that from Galilee there is no prophets.
所以在约翰福音第七章里面这样记载。
In John chapter 7, it mentions, it writes,
约翰福音第七章
John chapter 7,
第五十二节
verse 52.
七章的五十二节
John chapter 7 verse 52.
他们回答说，你也是出于加利利的吗？你且去查考，就可知道加利利没有出过先知。
And he answered and said to him, Are you also from Galilee? Search and look for no prophet that has rise up from Galilee.
因为当时这法利赛人他们打发这些差役呢，准备要去捉拿耶稣。这个差役听了耶稣讲的话以后，没有把耶稣抓来。
And the way that how the Pharisees is a set up scheme to catch Jesus and they try to find fault of Jesus.
结果这个时候他们这个法利赛人当中就开始有人在议论了。
And then that among the Pharisees, group of Pharisees that they started to search for some questions.
觉得说这些兵丁根本就不懂。
And then saying that you are all a group of useless people.
这个尼哥底母他出来就开始为主耶稣讲讲话。
And then Nicodemus just came out and to defend Jesus.
他说不先听人家的口供就把人家抓来，这是不合理的。
And that you cannot condemn a person without listening to their side of the story.
这个律法不是这样写的。
And you know that the law is not one-sided.
结果他们就回答尼哥底母说，你看，你去查一查看就知道，加利利没有出过先知的。And that, 所以耶稣基督不可能是那个弥赛亚。
And then the Pharisee says that you better do some research, Nicodemus, because Galilee has not come up any prophets.
那其实他们错了。
But we know that the Pharisees is incorrect.
加利利有没有出过先知，跟耶稣是不是弥赛亚没有关系。
Whether that there's a prophet from Galilee and whether Jesus is a Messiah are unrelated item.
因为耶稣本来就不是先知而已啊。
We know that Jesus himself is not only a prophet.
所以这个就是法利赛人他们自信，他们认为什么都懂。
And this is the fall of the Pharisees who seems to consider themselves who knows all things.
约翰福音第九章记载主耶稣医好那个一个生来瞎眼的人。
John chapter 9 mentions that how Jesus cured a blind deaf from birth.
那这个生来瞎眼的人后来为这个法利赛人上了一课。
And that this blind man, after he was cured, that he gave lessons to these Pharisees.
这个法利赛人，这个瞎眼的跟他们说，这个人开了我的眼睛，你们竟然不知道他从哪里来，这真是奇怪。
And this blind man, after he was unblind, that he said to these Pharisees that this man has opened my eyes, and you do not know where he comes from. This is amazing.
因为他的逻辑很简单，因为这个他开我的眼睛是一个神迹。那神怎么会听一个罪人？如果他是罪人的话，那是不可能的。他如果是罪人，不可能会让我的眼睛能够看见。
Logically speaking, that to open my to give me eyesight is a miracle. And if you say that this person that performed this miracle is not from God, then what else can you say?
所以他的结论很简单，这个人一定是从神来的。
So this blind man's conclusion is simple that this man must come from God.
结果这个法利赛人就把他赶出去了，把他赶出会堂。
And that we can see that this blind man was later on cast out from the synagogue.
这个就是你看这个凸显法利赛人他们自以为他们了解，他们自以为认识耶稣，耶稣不是什么弥赛亚，他不是什么基督的。
And here we can see that this Pharisee seems to think him themselves that they know everything that this Jesus is not a Messiah.
他们认为他们最了解律法，所以他们就不可能也不会想要去查考到底主耶稣他为什么能够医好这个生了瞎眼的人，他们不会想要去查考他呢。
And this group of Pharisees, they failed to do a research of why Jesus is able to cure this blind man.
当然很自然的，他们自以为是。
And naturally, a lot of assumptions that they think that all they're doing, the Pharisees doing themselves, all are there correct.
在这种情况下，这个他们本来很遵守律法的人，真的反而是最后的，而且进不了天国的。
And it seems it is that those who abide with the laws are the always from no, those who follow the law that it seems that they end up at the end of the line.
那所以自以为是这件事情啊，要我们常常自我提醒。
We should often remind ourselves that we should not claim that we know all things.
我们来看一下箴言二十八章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 28.
箴言二十八章。
Proverbs chapter 28,
26节
verse 26.
箴言二十八章的二十六节。
Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26.
心中智士的便是愚昧人，凭智慧行事的必蒙拯救。
And he who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered.
这里要提醒我们说，我们要凭智慧行事，不要凭自以为是的这种心态。我们会成为愚昧人。
And that we should use wisdom to help us and not to consider ourselves, otherwise we will be a fool.
因为如果我们凡事会顺服真理，会按真理而行。
And we abide with the truth and follow the truth and walk with it.
我们最后一定会看到主耶稣基督他救恩的奇妙。
And that in the end of it, on the end of the line, we can see that the miraculous way of how salvation of Jesus.
那我们看到主耶稣其实什么事情都会带领我们的。
We will learn to and see that in all ways that Jesus will guide us.
我们不会什么事情就先把那话说啊，这是不可能。我们不会先把它下一个定论。
And we will not immediately make a conclusion that this is impossible or this will not cannot be accomplished.
那如果我们了解真理，我们就会顺着真理而行。
And if we understand the truth, we will abide with the truth.
那在前的会变在后啊。第三个原因、哦、就是这些人是自以为站立得稳的。
And the third reason, the first will be the last, is that they consider themselves that they are the one that is most fervent in faith.
我既然已经走在前面了。
Since I'm leading the line.
啊，我跟随主耶稣最久了。
I have followed Jesus Christ for many years.
我道理听多了。
I have listened to many of the preaching.
教会发生过的冲锋衣我都看透了，看遍了。
The up and downs of all the event happens in the church, I have seen all.
我现在都还能够站在教会里面呢。
And I'm still able to be fervent in the church.
所以我们不会有问题的。
And I'm very confident of myself.
什么事情对我来说都是小 case 了。
And anything to me is just a peanut.
我们很容易 会自以为说我很稳，我不会有问题，我不会被影响。
And I always assume that I myself is very fervent confidence and nothing will hinder me.
其实很自然的，在这种心态下，我们会失落警醒。
And naturally, under these conditions, that we will lose our awareness.
当我们失落警醒的时候，其实就是准备我们也会掉到最后面去了。
And when we lost our awareness, unconsciously, that we will be lacking all and slipping behind.
到最后的时候，变成落在后面的，很可能就变成魔鬼可以吞噬的对象了。
And when we are all slacking all the way behind, then we probably will become a victim for the devil.
那在这种情况下，彼得就是一个最好的例子。
And this is Peter is one of these good example.
因为彼得跟主耶稣拍胸脯说：“众人为你的缘故，如果跌倒了，我却永不跌倒。”
And Jesus, Peter boldly says that all will fall, I will still be standing behind you.
马太福音二十六章这句话写得很清楚、哦
Matthew chapter 26, this verse is written clearly for us.
31节、35节记载彼得跟主耶稣这段对话。
chapter 26, verse 31 through 35 is a conversation between Peter and Jesus.
彼得是跟主耶稣挂保证，我永不跌倒。
Peter assured Jesus that I will not fall.
但是主耶稣他提醒我们。
Jesus forewarned us.
他说我们要精心祷告，免得入了迷惑。
And Jesus forewarned us that we should be aware and pray, otherwise we'll fall into temptation.
因为这件事情是跟彼得的对话之后所想出来的。
And these verses that we just mentioned is an ending verses between Peter and Jesus.
因为我们来看马太福音26章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音26章的第41节。
Matthew chapter 26 verse 41.
因为彼得跟主耶稣讲这个 对话之后呢，他们就到了克西马尼园去了。And
after the conversation between Peter and Jesus, they went up to the Garden of Gethsemane.
当初彼得还跟主耶稣拍胸脯，他不会不承认耶稣。At
that time, Jesus and Peter confidently proclaiming that I will not fall.
表面上非常的坚强。Physically,
he seems that Peter is very steadfast.
其实在灵里面他是非常软弱，但他不知道而已。Spiritually,
that he is very weak, it is unknown to Peter.
因为在克西马尼的时候，马上就打瞌睡了，睡着了。In
the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter fall asleep.
所以主耶稣跟他特别跟我们提醒，跟他们提醒说，要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑，因为你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱的。
Peter forewarned us and also forewarned the disciples saying that verse 41, watch and pray lest you fall in temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
如果我们会警醒祷告,
if we are watchful and pray,
我们就不会变成魔鬼吞吃的对象,
and we will not become a victim for the devil to swallow us.
因为彼得前书第五章第八节, 他这样说,
in 1 Peter chapter 1,
chapter 5
verse 8 is right.
彼得前书5章8节说，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼，如同火叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。And
chapter 1 verse 5 it reads that, and that the devil is like roaming, the lion is like roaming the devils, that he will roam around and just devour those who dig me.
所以如果我们是谨守警醒的人，我们就不会变成魔鬼可以吞吃的，因为我们是坚强的，我们是常常醒着的人。
If we are watchful and pray, then we are watchful at all times that we will not become a target for as a victim.
通常那第四点呢，这个在前的可能会变在后。通常排在前面的人哦，都会自认为哦比较有知识，比较有见识。
The fourth reason, the first will be the last, is because they are the forerunners. They claim themselves to have not they are knowledgeable in many things.
但是有知识不代表有爱心。
And knowledgeable does not represent that they have love.
有知识也不见得能够照着这个知识行出来。
Knowledgeable doesn't mean that you can act out or manifest the way can be manifested in deeds.
通常，因为在这个世界，在这个世代当中啊，强调知识，因为常常说知识是力量嘛。
In our generations today, that we emphasize knowledge because knowledge is power.
但是，真的知识要看哪一种知识。
If we talk about knowledge, we have to define what knowledge are.
要有属灵的真知识。
And that we are dealing with true spiritual knowledge.
因为如果有属灵的真知识，就会产生爱心。
If we have true spiritual knowledge, then it will give us love.
因为那是从神来的。
Because that knowledge comes from God.
只有爱心才能够造就人。
And with love is able to touch others.
那有时候这知识会成为绊倒人的一个工具。
At the same time, knowledge can be a stumbling block for others.
就好像当初。 在使徒那个时代，有些人对吃偶像、祭偶像的东西，这些东西自以为很有知识。
And like in the during apostolic period, that regarding eating food offered to idols, many have knowledge.
他们自以为有知识，就滥用自由，他们就不会管那些软弱的人，他们可能会因为这样子跌倒。
And because they have knowledge, they have abused their knowledge, and they consider less about those who are not knowledgeable in the spiritual realms, and that it causes the weaker one to fall.
所以今天我们做很多事情，如果我们会想到这一点的话，
today we do many deeds.
If we 我们会想到说，对有些事情我们了解是为什么。
And if we can consider why are we doing in this manner,
我们可能不会被这个事件本身被影响。
And we may not be affected by the way we do a certain task.
但是别人可能会看到我们做这样的事，而跟着去做，会这样子跌倒了。
And others may emulate what we do and causes the doer to fall away from truth.
或者是因着我们这样做，让别人的信心软弱了。
Or by our deeds that we causes others' faith to waver away.
那就如果我们变成这种情况下的人，其实我们就已经没有办法把道理行出来了。
And if we are the one that causes others to fall, then we cannot practice what we need to do.
那会这个自以为有知识、有见识的人，其实也就是那所谓自己认为走在前面的人。
And those who claim themselves to be knowledgeable are the one that claim themselves to be the one leading the line.In the front.
这要说我们要很小心的哈。
We have to be very alert.
因为主耶稣他在路加福音十七章第一节就说，他说绊倒人的有祸了。
And Luke chapter 17 verse 1, Jesus says, "Woe to you that who cause others to fall."
绊倒人的事是难免的啦。
And to cause other to make other fall is something that we cannot avoid.
但是那绊倒人的有祸的啦。
But woe to those who cause others to fall.
那希望我们每一个弟兄姐妹都不是成为那个会绊倒人的人。
I wish that none of us will be the stumbling block maker.
因为主耶稣所讲祸是实实在在的哦，
when,
不是开玩笑的。
When Jesus proclaimed the word woe, it means the true and indeed right.
那我们想从主耶稣的门徒当中哦，后来有一个真的是跑到最后面去，而且真的还从此走入黑暗里面，就是卖主的犹大。
And in the among the disciples of Jesus, that there is one that truly becomes slip all the way to the end, and he walks into the darkness. Is Judas.
马太福音十九章，主耶稣对门徒讲的时候，这时候十二个门徒他们都在场。
And when Jesus talked about this in Matthew chapter 19, all the 12 apostles were there.
主耶稣说，在前的会在后。
Jesus says the one in the front will be the last.
当初犹大也在当中听着的。
Judas Iscariot is one of them.
但是犹大他并没有因着主耶稣这句话会去检讨，会去反省。
And Judas did not listen and comprehend what this word means to him.
他自以为他是走在前面的。
Judas proclaim himself to be the one that who is the first.
跟随耶稣最近的嘛。
And because they are the one that is very needed closely together with Jesus.
他甚至以为他当初跟祭司长他们这样子做一个交易，把耶稣交给这些工会人，主耶稣应该不会怎样的。
Judas thought that with this trade making that to hand Jesus to those councils, it would just means nothing or no injury to Jesus at all.
主耶稣那么厉害，他可说不定很容易就可以解决这个困难，他就走掉了，他们可能找不到他了。
And Jesus is so powerful that Jesus can perform some certain magic, and he would just easily escape.
然后他又赚了三十两银子了。
And then Judas would just gain that 30 shekels.
所以他当初其实是存着一个贪爱世界的心在跟随耶稣。
And when Judas followed Jesus, he was having a heart of loving the world.
结果他在这个私欲的迷惑当中变成落在最后面，而且被魔鬼吞吃了。
And with these temptations that he fall into the trap, and he becomes he was walking all the way, slipping all the way to the back.
今天我们每一个跟随主耶稣的人，包括我们在座的每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都要对这个贪爱世界这个问题好的思想。
And every follower of Jesus today, including ourselves, that we have to think of ourselves of the word loving the world.
因为如果我们贪爱世界，我们就没有办法在服侍神的这条路上继续走下去。
If we love the world, then we cannot walk in the way of serving the Lord.
因为在保罗那个时代，跟他同工的一个人叫迪马，他圣经特别说，他因为贪爱世界就离开保罗他们走了。
And during one of the co-workers of Paul, Demas, that the Bible specifically written that because he loved the world and that he left his Paul.
我们看约翰一书第二章。
Let's turn to First John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
请看十五节。
Verse 15.
二章十五节。
First John chapter 2 verse 15.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
今天我们一个人如果会把心思意念看重这个世界上的享受跟这些财物拥有的多少，我们爱神的心一定就是不见的，会慢慢消失的。
If we now put our mind and our heart into this world, slowly and bit by pieces, that our love for God will vanish.
有时候常常是那个走在最前面的，其实最贪爱世界。
And sometimes those who are in the front are the ones that who love the world.
因为有些人呢，可以用这个敬虔当做得财力的门路。
And some people may use devotedness.As a way of gaining of wealth.
所以我们要求主耶稣帮助我们。
Let us pray that the Lord may help us.
让我们真的能够心里面能够专爱耶稣。
That in our heart we all love Jesus.
不会再去贪爱这个世界。
That we will no longer love the world.
我们知道这个世界就是我们暂时居住的一个像客旅一样的一个过渡时期而已。
We know that this world is just a temporary place just for us to hang on.
我们永远的家乡在天上。
Our permanent home is up in heavenly kingdom.
在这个世上，如果神赏赐我们有衣有食，过一个能够服侍神的生活，我们就很感谢满足。
And on this world, that if we have food and have clothing to wear, then we should give thanks to God.
我们会不断的追求，让我们的心意更新变化。我们跟随耶稣的时候，会充满喜乐。
That God can change us and make us spiritually. That the longer we serve Him, the sweeter it becomes.
而不会像那个财主一样忧忧愁愁的。
And we will not be like this young rich man that sorrowfully he left.
这个财主是忧忧愁愁走了，然后。
And this young rich man in the Bible that he sorrowfully departed from Jesus.
但是我们今天跟随主耶稣，我们是不是忧忧愁愁的跟随耶稣呢？还是欢欢喜喜的？充满喜乐跟随耶稣。
Today we follow Jesus with joy or with sorrow.
那这个在前的变在后，还有一个原因就是，在前面的通常都自以为是可以当头，可以管别人的。
And the first shall be last, and often that the first one often consider themselves to be the leaders, delegate others.
在这种情况下，通常就没有办法谦卑服侍别人。
And with this mentality that they cannot with humility serve others.
因为这件事情在门徒当中，他们似乎从开始就一直吵着谁是当老大，一直到最后。
And this event can be seen that initially with this group of apostles that they are competing who shall be the leader.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
第二十六节
，verse 26。
这路加福音他所安排的次序哦，他把这件事情特别放在后面，就是已经主耶稣传福音的最后期的时候，他特别记得这件事情。
The way that we see that Luke chapter 22 is recorded is where when this the ending part of Jesus' ministry is recorded at the end of the book of Luke。
就在已经快要主耶稣已经快要结束他地上的工作，他们还在吵说谁是老大。
And it almost towards the end of Jesus' ministry on earth, we see that the apostles is competing who shall be the leader.
所以主耶稣在跟他说：“你们第二十六节说你们不可这样子，里头为大的呢，倒要像年幼的；为首的，倒要像服侍人的。”
And therefore, Jesus, with sorrowfulness, says that you shall not do this among yourselves. Who is greatest among you? Let him be the one, the youngest, and he who governs you, he who serves.
那第二十七节的后面说，我在你们中间如同服侍人的。
And verse 27, part B says that I am among you as the one who serves.
所以主耶稣他教导这些门徒，他说要彼此谦卑服侍，像小孩子一样那种谦卑的心态。
Jesus' mutual teaching is that to be just like a young child that to serve one another.
因为想要争着做头的，最后一定会产生纷争。
And those who wants to be the leaders, eventually they will be chaotic and there will be competitions among them.
在这个群体当中就失去了和平。
And in this body, in these organizations, they will not have peace.
所以这六个原因呢？我是小弟小弟归纳出来的，有可能这些原因会让在前的本来在前的变在后面的。
Just listed six points on the reasons of on ways of how the first will be the last.
今天我们 至少在主里面，我们都比即将要受洗这些人还更早跟随耶稣。
And spiritually, we are more senior than those who are going to receive water baptism soon.
但是我们要自我提醒。
Let us remind ourselves.
不要后来变成让落在后面的。
Let us not be the one that's slipping all the way behind.
让我们不要自以为义。
And let us not consider ourselves to be self-righteous.
不要自以为是。
And do not think that we are almighty, capable of doing all things.
因为自以为义会产生骄傲。
And to consider ourselves self-righteous, this will bring us to show our pride.
自以为是会不服真理。
And to think that I know everything, that we will disrespect the truth.
如果我们自以为站立得稳，我们会失落警醒。
And if we think that we are able to stand strong, that we will lose our awareness.
我们如果自以为有知识，我们就没有办法把道理行出来。
And if we claim ourselves that we are all knowledgeable, we cannot practice all the teachings.
如果我们是那种贪爱世界的，
if we are the group that love the world,
我们会在罪里面迷惑，我们会在罪里面被私欲迷惑。
And we will be tempted and will be indulged in this world.
如果我们自以为我们是比别人，我们可以比别人更高当头的。
And if we consider ourselves to be a good leader,
我们就没有办法彼此谦卑服侍。
And that we will not show humility to serve others.
所以，愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们能够记住主耶稣他的这个提醒。
Let us remind ourselves this warning of Jesus.
让我们能够坚持起初跟随主耶稣那种单纯的信心。
And to uphold the simple faith that we have at our initial belief.
我们能够很努力的。能够 像这种争取抓住要进入这个天国永生，因为主耶稣说天国是努力进入的。
And Jesus says that the heavenly kingdom are those that work diligently to enter.
努力的人就得着了。
And those who work diligently will receive their reward.
那其实那个努力其实是像 要用很多的那个力气，很多的 force 力量去夺取的。
And working hard means that we have to exhibit a lot of energies, a lot of hard work to receive the reward.
我们最后来看希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
请看三十八节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38.
希伯来书十章三十八节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38.
只是义人必因信得生，他若退货，我心里就不喜欢他。
Verse 38, now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
39节说，我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
Verse 39, but we are not of those who draw back to predictions, but of those who believe to have saving of the soul.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们都能够在这个奔跑天国路上，紧紧地跟随耶稣。
That we can follow the Lord very close,one step at a time on the way to her heavenly journey.
直到我们能够进入神的国，承受永生。
That we may able to enter into the heavenly kingdoms to gain that eternal life.
我们再来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
唱诗，我们来。不见了。
What hymn is that?
364.
364. Thank you. We see the place.
我们现在祷告。
We shall kneel down to pray.
祷告的时候，我们为明天要举开的这些三个圣礼祷告。
Tomorrow, let us pray for the sacraments, the three sacraments that we are going to be conducting tomorrow.
我们有几位查考道理明白的朋友要接受洗礼，成为主耶稣的门徒，加入这个大属灵的大家庭。
We have truth seekers that they have understand the truth and they would like to be joining our this great family.
这个洗礼呢，都是一种征战。
This water baptism is really a spiritual battle.
是属灵的征战，似乎看不见的，但其实那是存在的。
This spiritual battle is unseen, but it exists.
因为有时候魔鬼会不甘愿呢。会让一些事情突然发生。
And because this Satan's, he's unwilling and he wants to make, he wants to invoke certain event to happen.
所以我们祷告里面要特别加强为他们祷告。
In our prayer, let us pray for them.
那除此之外，我们还有一个马栋华先生的母亲呢，陈碧英女士呢，因为她长期照顾孩子呢，身体变得很虚弱。
And that we'd like to pray for the so sick as a mother of Mr. Palmer, that who is now physically
Palmer,
that physically needs our help.
那他 in our prayer. 他今天特别到医院里面去休养啊，为了能够储备体力呢，明天能够来参加教会的灵恩会。
And that today she's resting in the hospital for some medical attentions. That wishing that tomorrow she can share these sacraments with us.
他明天也要受洗吗？
没有吧？
有吗？也需要受洗啊，所以他就是为了要准备体力，能够明天能够来参加教会灵会，顺便能够想要接受洗礼的。
And she will consider to be a baptized candidate tomorrow that she is resting in the hospital now.
所以我们祷告的时候特别为他祷告，求主耶稣加给他力量。
And in a prayer, let us pray for her that the Lord may strengthen her.
因为他的孩子是他的一个。重担。
Thomas is to her son is a big burden to her.
他也希望说他的孩子能够有机会来接受主耶稣的福音的。
And this mother wishes that one day her son is able to accept the truth.
那我们需要祷告求主耶稣施展他的权柄。
And we pray that the Lord will bestow His great power.
因为虽然是很困难，但是在主耶稣没有难成的事情。
It seems to be very difficult a test, but there is nothing impossible for Jesus.
那这位马栋华的母亲呢？因为她很关键，她如果能够来信主，更有信心能够真的祷告依靠主我们相信主耶稣一定不会让我们羞愧的。
And that with the great faith that this mother has, that if she can come to believe and convert her, that God will lead her.
那我们现在就一起来跪下来祷告。
Now let's kneel down to pray.
如果我们愿意接受，愿所有的祷告，请到前面来。
If you want to be laid hand upon, please come forward.